Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby. Baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the
Diva Squad,
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode
of Love Fantasy, which is Diva Squad. You are now on live with the Divas, Miss Mo Betta, Ray Queen, and Storm. We are in the building. What's
yes.
good, ladies? What's popping?
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
You know, I was having a whole conversation and was muted, right?
Wait, I'm like, hello. Yeah. Ladies, are we on the air? Hello. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And a lot of times I'm like, all right, should I start now or wait until you hear? Okay. No, never. Yeah, that's 5555 for rich money.
How you guys doing today?
All right.
I'm doing fine. I'm doing just wonderful, I guess. Any day above ground is a good day, you know.
You got that right.
Y'all,
you got that right.
Y'all know folks over here, we are not licensed psychologists. We're not here to fix people. We will support you in any way that we can. For our internet users, the number is 646-716-9789. And that will put you into the line, and you have to press 1 to go on live to speak with us, Divas. We're not here to blow anybody up, so you can call anonymously if you'd like. We accept mail from lots of people. We get stories and stuff from a lot of people, and they send it to our email, and we just discuss it on the show, and that email is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And that's all lowercase letters. And like I said, if you have something that you would like for us to discuss on the show, just send it to the email, or you can inbox one of us, ladies, and we will get at you. So,
and we do have another. We have another email also, just in case
okay.
those who can't remember the GQ002. I'm sure you can remember GQPalaceRadio@gmail.com. So. It's the whole GQPalaceRadio@gmail.com, and you could just send whatever emails that you have to that email as well.
Yes. We've taken all the listeners and calls. We've taken all the stories. I would like to give a birthday shout out to the mayor. You know, happy birthday, mayor. You know,
happy birthday, mayor.
Yeah. It was on Facebook, so I was like, all right, you shout me out a little bit.
Happy birthday
to everybody that's actually celebrating a birthday, Leo season. Happy belated birthday to my baby boy because I was off last week. So his birthday was last Thursday. So happy birthday to my baby boy, my hip pocket, my pain in the neck, my love, my everything. You know. Happy birthday to him, turned 17.
Happy birthday.
Ooh,
17. 7 some days,
okay.
17 one day, 70 another day. His age fluctuates, you know, it goes up and down.
and Rachel, who had a birthday also?
My son had his 26th chapter. He's 26 now. And my sister Selena, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Okay. Well, happy birthday to everybody.
Right?
I don't know. The best season is Capricorn. I don't know. The best season is Capricorn. So I don't know.
With y'all spoiled selves. I gave birth to a Capricorn.
Yeah, best season is Capricorn. You know, Capricorn. That's the best season right there. I'm sorry, ladies, but I'm just saying.
Happy birthday to everybody. Celebrate responsibly.
Yes. Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Man. Don't drink and drive. You know the police got them quotas to meet, and it's coming up to the end of the month. So I know out east it was hot this weekend. So make sure you guys drive safely and be respectful and responsible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And listen, if you don't have a card. To call Uber or Lyft, taxi cabs are still in circulation. You can still call a taxi cab. You know what I mean? Because everybody's like, oh, I need an Uber. Oh, I need a Lyft. Listen, there's still taxi cab companies.
Yes.
You can still call a cab. So we don't want that excuse, Uber canceled, because, you know, they have a lot of Ubers that are canceling on people because either certain areas, they like research the area or the distance or something, and they'll cancel on people. So call that taxi cab. The cab will be right there to pick you up.
That's right. Might cost a little more, but it'll be there.
Yes,
absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'm traveling to North Carolina with a carload this weekend to celebrate my sister Selena's birthday. We're having a big grand old party at her house.
Her husband's house.
So I got my son out. That means I'm hitchhiking.
I did hear about that. I'll catch a ride once y'all get to North Carolina.
Pool party, and she's got an adult size slide in the yard for us.
Oh, that's gonna be nice.
Oh my god!
Yes, I can't wait. Oh my god!
Please don't
I was the one to break the slide,
don't,
but
Ray,
I'm still going to.
Yeah, please don't. I did hear about that party.
Yeah.
Right. You know, drive safe down there. You know, we
safe
can't
traffic,
make this one, but we'll be down there. We'll be down there for the next one. Tell her have a redo next year, and we'll make sure that we're there in the building. You know,
we can't make this one this
weekend. There's so many different things going on, and
it's a lot.
This weekend is a lot going on. The girl's going to be the star tender this weekend. Come check me out. I'll be in the building in Riverhead. Yes, this is. I did it last year. I'm going to do it again this year. I am the star tender in the building. People say bartender. I say star tender. Come check your girl out.
That's right. That's the most popular spot in a party is the bar. So I'll be right
behind there holding it down. So make sure you guys call the Uber to get you home, because I can serve the drinks, but I need you to make sure you get home safely.
I know that's right. I'm taking keys and everything. Listen, I've been bartending for over maybe 12 years or more. That's the best spot in the party, you know what I mean? Because you get to see everybody pretty much, and you can make a few dollars while doing it, you know?
Of course. Listen,
absolutely.
You know, listen. Yes, you go, girl. I'm in the building. I'm going to be doing what I do, you know, and enjoying myself. I had a lot of fun last year. It was different, you know, because bartending is something different for me, you know, but it's something different. But, you know, I'm still Angie's turn. I'm the Jane of all trades, so
that's
there you go.
That's right, girl.
Yeah.
You know,
I do it all
for you. You need shirts. Listen, you need shirts. You need flyers.
Yes.
You need everything. I'm the girl. I got you. I'm the star tender this weekend, though.
Got you. Listen, hit her up. That storm, the Venus, polite Archibald. You know. Let's get it.
Yep. So.
Let's
yep, but
get
you know,
it.
I wonder. Definitely, you know, throw that in there and let y'all know where I'm going to be this weekend. You know, come check us out. You know, I'll be there. Come through. You know, Rachel, unfortunately, you can't make it. It's starting at 6. But, you know, being the Jane of all trades, I'll be decorating first and setting up first and doing some cooking first. And then I'll be the bartender. So by the time the party starts at 6,
they call me Baby D. Call me Baby D because I got to get up, do everybody here, cook the food, go set up the party. Listen, they call me Baby D. I'm not mad. I know how to do.
Listen, I'm not mad. I'm excited. You know, doing the decorating is something, you know, that we like to do, you know, as well.
The
decorations, the centerpieces, setting up the place, and then cooking the food and then being behind the bar. You know, I'm definitely, you know, definitely excited. I had to steal your word, Jane of all trades. Yes.
Jane of many trades. That's a fact.
That's right. That's me.
With a signature, absolutely.
That's right. Ooh, I like that. Yes. I like that. But we have some great topics for you guys tonight. I'm super excited about them. We did have a wonderful show last week.
call. I missed it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. The lines were lit up. The topics was on point. You know, so we definitely, you know, held it down. You'd be proud of us, you know, because we definitely did it. But this week, you know, this week, Wednesday tonight, we got, you know, some great topics. And, you know, the topics will definitely hit home for a couple people, you know, so many people actually. But make sure you press that one button if you want to go on the air and just give us your feedback on what's going on or what you've experienced. And, you know, like Ms. Mobetta said, you can be whoever you want to be, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to give your government. You can be somebody else. It don't matter. You know, just come and join us on the topics. So, Ms. Mobetta, you want to start us off with the first topic?
Well, real quick, before I get started, right now, as we speak, there is an issue in Philadelphia. There's a lot of active shooting going on now with six police officers in Philadelphia were shot.
Mm-hmm.
None of them, no casualties as of now, and they're still in a standoff with whoever the shooter is. So,
wow.
Like, you know, it's prayers for the people down there in Philadelphia. It's just a prayer for our country, period. The country's in a mess. You know, we just have so many things going on, and it doesn't seem like any relief anywhere in sight, you know. Now it's a talk of a recession possibly happening and, you know, a lot of different things. So, you know, just prayers for our country. Because, again, I'm part of this country and I'm going to rep it, and nobody's going to make me think any different. So, you know, prayers for our peoples, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's we got to weed out these crazy folks that are getting their hands on these semi-automatic war weapons, you know, and around here just killing people all willy-nilly.
Right. And you know what? That's actually what we were talking about last week. We were talking about, you know, domestic violence and gun violence. So we touched about it last week, and now here something is, and I'm looking at it right now online.
You see it?
You know, they said it's, I see it. They said it's near Temple College, you know, Temple University. So definitely want to make sure that, you know, those of you who have children down there that, you know, they are safe and they know, you know, to remove themselves and stay away from, you know, dangerous way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely, that's something to definitely something to, you know, reach out to your families and make sure that they're safe and, you know, they're secure and just comfort them, you know, comfort them at this time because it's happening all over the place, you know. But I think some people, you know, as parents, we just have to educate our children on what to do in this type of situation, because if you could see it's an active shooter that's going to injure the police officer, imagine what they'll do to, you know, an innocent person, you know, so you want to make sure that you want to make sure that you definitely, definitely reach out to your family and friends down there.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Please do call up and, you know, and check on your peoples down there. So, but on another note, you know, we were just talking, having a conversation and how, you know, I lost a few people this week and, how, you know, losing somebody can bring the worst out of people, you know. Now, it's a situation, a personal situation where a family member died. And let me tell you this, she was such a good woman. Like, and I just, so, I mean, I don't even really know how to begin this conversation. But what I do want to start with is the importance of having life insurance.
Right.
Of having life insurance it's really major, you know, for yourself, for your spouse, for your children, for everybody. You know, even if it's a low-grade one, you know, paying, a few dollars a month to have a life insurance is worth it. You have many different kinds of life insurance. So, I mean, you can research and see whatever you can afford in your budget or whatever. But life insurance is very, because you don't want to be that, you or anybody that you know pass away and you can't afford to even bury them. Now, it's because, like I said, I just had somebody close to me that passed away and there was no service or anything because there was no money. You know, so it costs to cremate people too, but
right.
you know,
yeah,
you, just, I mean, I think she deserved a little more than she received. But again, when there's no money, then what do you do? You know, it's just, you know.
But see, you know, back in the day, Miss Mobetta, they used to have this thing where I'm going back years, but they used to do a memorial service where, let's just say, if the member was a member of a church, or if they're not, you know, people would be able to communicate with, like, your local funeral parlor, and you could go in and have just, like, a little memorial service. You know, you don't have to necessarily have the body there. The body doesn't have to be there, but you can have a memorial service, you know, with pictures up of the person, you know. And what they used to do is they used to have the memorial service up there, so this way people can come and show their respects, and this way you can gather together. And I think it was maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours tops, but they still allowed you to come in and to pretty much fellowship together and still say nice words about the person and prayers and songs and give them that homegoing ceremony, you know, that they deserve.
Right.
You know, even with limited cash. They used to do that. I mean, I don't know if they still do it, but I know years ago they used
still
to do that. You know, and
still,
if they contact
social possible.
But see, and if they contact social services, they also give money for the burial as well. Your local social services do as well. They'll help you, whether it's cremation or bury the body, you know. And I say all this to say, you know, you could spend a good maybe $10, $20 a month to get a $10,000 policy. And $10,000 is really what you need, you know, to be able to do a burial. You know, you don't need anything technically more than that. I mean, if you're talking about a plot and stuff, then yes. But the burial itself might cost you about $10,000. And if you go to your local funeral home, that person may be able to work with you because sometimes there's limited funds.
Right.
So there is programs out there. Exactly. There's programs out there that you can deal with. So people shouldn't, I mean, just my opinion, you know, storm speaking, just giving my opinion, like I said, you know, my opinion on it is, even in that situation, there's so many different things that could have been done just to give that person a proper, you know, homegoing ceremony, you know, where this way people can come and fellowship, you know, on it. I definitely feel like it should have been something, you know, because when you look back and you reflect on the person as a whole, the person deserves at least that, you know, at least that.
Absolutely. So, what I was thinking myself and my cousin was thinking, we're going to go to whatever church they belong to and speak to the pastor and see if we could have a little something in the near future just to pay homage, because that's just the type of person she was and that's what she deserved. So, you know, I can't talk about it if I'm not going to contribute in any kind of way, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, I thank God that I was able to visit her like 2 days before she passed away, you know, and, you know, and like I said, and then just to pay homage or whatever, that's what my cousin and I are, you know, working on now, just to, you know, just to have a little something. It doesn't have to, we don't even have to have any food or anything, just like you said, some pictures or something, and to put it up. And I'm speaking this into existence now. You know what I mean?
There
so
you go. Right.
Put it out.
Right.
Put it out there. So this could happen. So
yeah.
But it's just
never know when you're gonna lose
a loved one.
I know my father passed away at 45. We definitely didn't expect that to happen. So we didn't have any nothing, no life insurance, or so we thought. You know, every once in a while, how you start up a life insurance policy and then you move to a next job, or either, you know, the job changes unions and you just don't, you know, keep up on the life insurance policy or whatever. Well, what happened when my father passed away, we didn't have any money for his burial. However, we were members of Bell AME Zion Church and St. Mauritius. And they work very closely with West Funeral Home, which is right down the road. So at the time, we needed to fly my father's body to North Carolina. Thank God that the pastor of our church was a retired American Airlines retired from the, he worked with American Airlines. So he was able to get my father's body, flew, flown to North Carolina.
Wow.
He was thank God, he donated the money for my father's burial. Or a lot of the money, should I say, for my father's
mm-hmm.
burial. And I don't know what we would have done if we had not have had him. You know, we, like, thank God we were members of that church, you know.
Right, right.
So they were able
right.
to, you know, he did the funeral here in Long Island at the church. And then we also had a funeral in North Carolina with the church
wow.
that he originally was a member of before
mm-hmm.
he moved to New York. So, but definitely you should have an insurance policy in place. Now, listen to this, though. A couple of weeks after my father passed away, my mother wanted to have a family meeting. And so she brought me and all the girls together, and she says, I didn't know your father had this life insurance policy. So they sent mail to her saying that the payment kept rolling itself over. So
mm-hmm.
it was still active, but we didn't know that when we buried our father. So
wow.
long story short, we did not have to pay the pastor of the church back. We didn't have to pay anybody
mm-hmm.
back. We got that money. My mother got that money and gave us, you know, each a little bit of money and then put some aside for now that we're older and we call and be like, Mom, we need some money. She could send it to us. You know,
exactly.
So,
what
thank God that all worked out.
What
and then she ended
blessing.
Up. She ended up remarrying to the pastor of the church. So,
go ahead, Auntie Rachel.
Yeah. So we were definitely blessed with that.
Yeah, but you know what? It just goes to show you also how God works, you know, in mysterious ways. Because who would have thought, you know,
yeah.
years later, this would ultimately be, you know, her husband? Like, who would have thought that? You
yeah.
know? No one in a million years would have thought that this would happen, you know, at that
yeah.
time, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing,
yeah.
though. That's amazing. But, you know, and over at our church at Unity, we had our pastor pass about a year ago. And we've been
mm-hmm.
trying to find a pastor. And we had one death. Our sister Martha, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure Auntie Rachel knows her because they worked at True Tech at the chemical plant
yep.
years ago.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and she passed on Sunday. And then we had another one of our members' relatives pass away on Sunday as well. So
mm-hmm.
it just, you know, people say death happens in threes. And
yeah.
then to
oh.
top it off, we had. One of our churches that we fellowship with, the First Lady's sister passed away. So
wow.
this weekend
wow.
is definitely a lot of, you know, like when I tell you, it's a lot of funerals going on, you know, between Thursday
yeah.
and Saturday, you know,
lot.
There's definitely a lot of funerals going on. And we
mm-hmm.
just have to make sure that, you know, we take care of our, you know, elder family members, and we try to make sure that, you know, they're good and that they do have the proper, you know, information to have their insurance policy. Even if someone has to take one out on them, you know, you can do that as well. So don't, you know, don't let it go where you just don't do anything about it and you wait for something to happen, because no one's promised tomorrow, from the youngest person to the oldest person. You know, no one
yeah.
has promised that they're going to open their eyes, you know, tomorrow morning. And we just have to make sure that as we live day by day, that we do get that life insurance policy and that we do make sure that we take care of each other. But
mm-hmm.
ladies and gentlemen, Dons and Divas, you want to make sure you press that one button to be able to go on the line. Right now we're just talking about a situation that took place, you know, where the family didn't necessarily have the money to, you know, to bury the family member, but, you know, a person did make the decision not to do anything at all. You know, so that's the topic that we're discussing right now. But if you're listening in and you do have a topic that you want to, you know, add, or a topic that you do want to talk about as well, you can definitely press that one button and get our feedback on it, as well as other callers and listeners that's listening to the show. But you definitely want to press that one button and be whoever you want to be and go ahead on the air. And we also spoke about the shooting that's in Philadelphia that's going on right now as we speak. We talked about that as well. So if you want to give your feedback, you know, on that situation and just how, you know, the world is just in so much turmoil,
You know, there's so much things going on right now in the world. You definitely want to be able to give your feedback on what you think maybe a solution might be, or what you think, you know, an opinion that you might have of something that you think that might work, you know. So this way, GQ Palace is nationwide, you know. So, yes, we're not just your local, you know, on Facebook, you know, we're all over, and it's nationwide, you know, all over the world is where you can press that button, or you can call in on a toll-free line, and you could be able to discuss your feedback on different topics that we're discussing. So I just wanted to chime that in there real fast.
Okay.
You know.
Yes, indeed.
Definitely want to talk about that. But then, Miss Mobetta, I believe you had one more topic, right?
I might have.
I thought you did, but in the same, in the same note, definitely just want to mention another topic that was sent in to us, you know, and we explained early in the beginning part of the show that you can email us, you can text us, you can call us. It could be a friend, it could be a family member, it could be a complete stranger. It doesn't matter. And you could definitely call in and, you know, give your feedback or send us messages and, you know, ask us questions and stuff. But with all of that being said, you know, one of the other topics I don't want to say it's easy, because, you know, obviously when someone's going through it, there's no topic that's easy. You know, there's no topic that's easy. You know, I would like to touch on a topic. Flynn is probably trying to sum it up the best way I can, you know, because it was kind of scattered, you know. But what I gather from it was when there are different raids that take place and you have family members that do get locked up, you know, as you're going through that type of situation and you see people repeatedly keep getting out of jail, or there's a raid that takes place, do you believe that it's an inside job and that's why the house got raided? Or do you feel like the police is just watching you? You know, the person was explaining how they felt that it was a setup. You know, and I was just trying to be devil's advocate and say that, yes, it could be a setup, but also it could be that they were under surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were under surveillance, and that's what happened. It doesn't necessarily have to be an inside job, but it could have been an inside job. And the topic was kind of like, you know, only because when you answer the question, it's like, yes, no, yes, no, you know. But I did explain to her that we were going to mention it tonight and just ask, do you feel that with all the drugs and everything there is right now going on in the world, Nassau County, Suffolk County, that when these police come into your house and they raid your house, do you believe it's an inside job, or do you believe that it's, you're just
no.
under surveillance for
people
whatever the reason is?
People are telling on themselves now, Storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, that old wise woman once told me, you don't shit where you eat. You understand what I'm saying? A dog doesn't even eat. So you got all of this stuff, people constantly, excuse me, in and out of your house, all kind of traffic. All kind of traffic going in and out. You're in and out all times of night. All different kinds of things. You understand? Now, did somebody actually tell on you? Possibly. It could have happened. Somebody snitched, maybe. But again, when you got all this activity going on, what do you? People are going to talk. And the thing is, now what happens is they don't follow the dealer. They follow the user. You understand what I'm saying? We're going to watch this user and see where they're going. Because when people are high, they're not conscious of what they're doing. They just want to get that high. So, you know, I don't think it's a matter of somebody snitching. Just that, you know, you just got to, I ain't no really learning in that anyway of how to do things better. Get a goddamn job. Excuse my French, y'all. Excuse my French. Get a job. A jizzob. And however you spell it, get one. You know what I mean? There's no beating the system. The system, you know, whether it's hustling and all that stuff, anything illegal was designed by people to capture. It was designed by the people who actually arrest you, because that's job security. That's job security. So, you know, people are getting on social media now, just blowing themselves up, and you know, you doing stuff that, you know, out here balling, and people know you're not working, and it's just a number of different things that causes that stuff to happen. You know, so it's not necessarily somebody snitching or inside job or something. You know, it's just,
you know, but they
know.
Point the finger. You know, people point the finger at each other and they start treating people differently. You know, and my answer was, it could have been an inside job. You know, but it also could have been you being sloppy with what you were doing and not being careful enough to do it. Because anybody will tell you, when you're good at what you do, you can't get too cocky at it. You know, you have to make sure you keep it moving and you humble yourself a little bit, because you know you're not living right and you know you're not doing the right thing. But Jonathan Divas, we do have our first caller. We have Mark. Mark, are you there?
Hello, ladies. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Peace, Mark. We can hear you now.
Okay. I just want to mention something about this little vase thing that y'all got going on.
All right, enough clapping.
Hello? I know, right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Now, you got people that do snitch.
Okay.
You got people that snitch.
That's fact.
You know what? You got heads out here that if cops catch them, you understand, a head is not going to want to go to jail if they could get away with something. I know somebody that just recently came home, and he told me he got caught because a head snitched on him.
Wow.
That's how his house got raided.
Wow.
I know that for a fact. So you do got heads out here, and I ain't see him in like a year or two. And when he told me, he was like, yeah, you know, a head got mad at me, and they raided my house. And I said, wow. So, you know, you do got heads out here that'll snitch on you. You understand?
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
True.
I believe if the cops give him a plea, if the cops give him a plea, you understand, they're going to take it. Now, well, I don't understand about certain areas.
They give him a few dollars. They give him a few dollars to even go back. They give him a few dollars to send him out here. That's
what I don't understand about certain areas is, you got a lot of people that do what they do. You understand? As far as I know of, Long Island do they stuff different than Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. Because there's only one spot or two spots in Long Island where you might see somebody outside. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The way certain people do their things, you're taking risks at doing it. So, to me, if you're taking that risk at doing certain things, like if you're selling out your house, and you got the whole neighborhood knowing you're selling out your house, that means you don't care if you get caught. You don't care if you're taking. You understand? You're taking a chance like, okay, well, I'm going to get this paper regardless. That's what you're doing. You're not worrying about the kids. You're not worrying about your house.
That's right.
You want to say it? Because if you was, you'd be doing it out in the streets on the corner.
That's right.
You understand?
To me, that's
like a selfish thing. You understand? Yeah, you got heads that look out of well, but it's always going to be, I don't care what nobody says, it's always going to be that one that don't like you.
That's right.
It's always going to be that one that don't like you. And they're going to do what they got to do to get you caught up in the situation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're ahead. They don't care. They don't care. They're ahead. So they don't really care about all that.
That's what I tell you. They follow them. The police be following them because they already know. They like, oh, we gonna set them up with a couple dollars or something or whatever. We're going to threaten them that they're going to get locked up, and they're going to tell us everything we need to know, take you right there. You know what I mean? So this is why the game has played out so much now, because you really don't know who is who. You know what I mean? You don't know who's snitching, because you got people that are just jealous, especially if you're making any kind of real money. You got people that are jealous that's going to tell on you anyway, because they don't feel they should be eating right along with you. You know, that's why your circle got to be a period.
Can I tell y'all a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell y'all a story, okay? This is how you know certain people. I used to do my dirt back then, you know what I'm saying? I did my dirt or whatever, you know, I thank God I got through it and all that, right? You know, I sometimes I drive a little cab here and there, right? I picked this guy up at a motel, right? The guy just said, fresh, clean cut, white guy, got a bag and everything. He said he wanted to go to his car. Well, I said, where your car? Take him to his car. I'm driving him, right? As I'm driving him, he said, yo, you know some way I could get some coke, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, huh? Now, remind y'all, I'm driving the guy. And he's like, yo, you don't know where I could get some coke? I said, nah, man. He said, oh, you know, I could get in touch with my people, but I won't be able to get in touch with them until later on tonight. So I'm like, huh? So as I'm driving, I'm like, this dude must really think I'm a fool. Now, here's the key point right here. He said, yo, if you take me to somebody, I'll give you $100. Okay. Now, the average knucklehead would have went along with it. Not thinking of fact that this is a cop.
Yeah.
He's a fed. You understand? Yep. Obviously, if you want to offer somebody some money to take you somewhere to get some whatever, your coke or whatever you're going to get, and it's not even as much as the money you plan on giving me, come on.
Yeah, that's
them out here that be playing those games too. And a lot of people, when they hear a certain amount of money, they're like, okay, I'll take them.
Yep.
You understand?
Yeah, well, see, that's
so you got cops.
You know what, Mark? That's why they said money is the root of all evil. Money make people stupid too. They said,
oh yeah.
Money make people stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Come on, because they like what Biggie say? Your moms have set that ass up properly, gassed up. That's true.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is offer the right amount or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? They get ready to set you all the way up. Find something else to do with your time. I'm telling you. The game is different now. The game is not the same anymore. You know,
it's not.
But that could have been a police right there. That could have been an undercover right there too.
Yeah, that was undercover.
You know, trying to see if they could fool somebody. They would have got something. They gonna get somebody.
They're trying to catch a turkey. They're trying to catch a turkey. Like, oh, I got a turkey. Like you say, if you may not have had a bit that bait, but somebody did. Somebody probably did that night. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, he got somebody. Because when you say a certain amount like that, people are going to be greedy. You understand? They're going to go for it. Not
that's
thinking about the fact, all right, this dude's a vetter. He's a fedder. He's a cop. You see, he was somebody.
Yeah, he definitely was.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's terrible. But you know what? The game is different. You know, you have a lot of younger people doing it. You know, you have a lot of younger people now that's, you know, unfortunately, you know, they're trying to take over and, you know, do what they do on a different level.
They don't know what they're doing.
Exactly.
I was going to say they move very different from the older cats. The older cats that's been in the game for a while, they definitely, a lot of them know what they're doing. They try to school the younger cats, and some of them are just so hard-headed, they just get backed up quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Hard-headed is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can't tell them nothing. Think they got everything all mapped out and get out.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know nothing. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. And see, that's why I said a lot of people are telling on themselves now because of social media. Everybody wants their little 15 minutes of fame. So what they're doing is they'll commit a crime and then go on social media and, oh, we did this, or make a rap song about it.
Yeah.
We did this, we did that, and they're like, oh, they snitched on me. You stupid, though. You snitched on yourself.
Posting up on Facebook.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm not gonna take up too much of y'all time, lady.
Okay. Well, Mark, definitely. Before you go, I do want to ask you a question with the topic that you brought up and the story that you have given us. You know, how do you feel with all of the violence that is being recorded and put on social media? How do you
feel
about that? What's your feedback on that?
I feel like, how could you, you know, you could blame the social media or you could blame the parents, because everybody is raised differently. You know, I feel the social media has their way of putting their stuff out with certain things and how people want to follow it. Like, for instance, on social media, let me ask you a question. You know, not to stick to topic, but if you think about it, right, you will see a girl up there, right? And how you look is how you look, you understand? But she don't got to be the prettiest thing in the world. And she'll get like 89 likes because she got on a bathing suit.
Right.
You understand what I mean? Social media, uh-huh. People take social media, I think a lot of people, they use it for business, but it's also used as a fun and games for some people. And they don't take it seriously. Uh-huh. Look at the 15-year-old girl that went with somebody out on Facebook and got burned and everything and killed. Did y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
She was 15. Wow. Oh, you seen it? She was 15 years old. Met somebody on Facebook, went out with them. They murdered her, kidnapped, and burned her.
Wow.
So, you know, so it's a thing about social media. But here's another story about it. Was it real or was it not? But who's going to put a 15-year-old girl picture up there and keep having it rotating? You understand? Because you got some people
mm-hmm.
that put stories up there that's not even true.
Right.
So I feel like at one point, as far as all the violence and stuff is going on social media, in a way it's good, because if it's that serious, you're going to see it on the news. You're going to see it on the news. So on some points of social media, I feel it's good. On some points, I feel it's nonsense. I think 80% of it is good, and you got 20% of it nonsense.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. A lot of stuff should be exposed. And that gives us the outlet to have that stuff exposed. No, I agree. It is a gift and a curse, believe me. You know, some people use it for really good things, but some people just use it for stupid stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's a gift and a curse. It really is. Because give social media too much power.
Exactly.
Because now you're putting all your personal business and all of that stuff on there, and then you get mad when people comment in and all that. Listen, this is what it is, social media. This is not a private page. So, like, oh, you don't like it, you could say, no, stop putting that nonsense up there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
But we do
thank you, Mark, for your feedback. I just wanted to ask you that question, and then I wanted to go to the Dons and Divas and just ask you guys, do you feel, because to me, I kind of feel that people, when something happens, people are quick to press the phone to record, you know, they're videotaping everything. And I'm going to be honest with you, it takes away from the person's family who's ultimately grieving this. You know, they're grieving this loss, and they have to keep seeing it on social media where someone recorded it. Well, if you were quick to record, how come you didn't help? How come you didn't get assistance? I'm not going to jump in a line of fire, but I'm just saying, like, you're recording this, and you can hear yourself giving your feedback and giving your opinion and this, that. Oh, that's messed up. Oh, man, look. You know, you're commenting. Right, but at the end of the day, this is someone's life. You know, I understand you recording it and then you doing something with it as evidence or something.
Right.
But you're recording it and you're putting it on WorldStar, you're putting it all over, it's circulating, and then you get to see this horrific crime that's taking place. To me, I feel like if you're not going to use it for evidence, then don't record it. Because God forbid something happens and it's my family, I don't want someone's horrific death or an incident that took place circulating through social media. I personally don't want that. So if you're not going to use it for evidence, then you shouldn't record it, because you're recording you're sharing it, and people are commenting, and that person's family member, who you don't even know, it's someone, some random person, and you're circulating this, and when they see it, they have to relive it and relive it and relive it. That's hurtful to me. I believe that that's hurtful. And if you're not going to record to do something good to help the person, then I believe that you shouldn't record, because at the end of the day, you're recording and recording and recording, and you're not doing anything with it except for laughing with your friends and sharing it on social media. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe right. I believe it's a time and a place, and I believe if you're going to do good by it, do good by it. But if you're not going to do good by it, I don't believe that you should be picking up that phone trying to record yes. something
right.
for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
Just my opinion.
Right, because
you know?
Now all you are is a part of the problem. You're not even doing this as a solution. Like, you know what I mean? I get exactly what you're saying. Like, if you ain't going to do nothing with it, just leave it alone. Like you said, record it on your phone, but everything goes, like, to find out, that's even like finding out that a loss of a family member through social media. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think Hello? That's just like real cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having to find out the loss of a family member or something through social media. You know,
right.
give the family, like you said, a time to grieve. You know what I mean? Let them have some kind of peace and solace or whatever, you know, without you posting it all over social media.
Yep, exactly.
Some people live for that shit, though.
They do, but you know what? People live for it, and I'm sorry, but at the end of the day, I feel like every dog has their day, you know? And when it
yeah.
comes time to face the maker, you got to be prepared for it because
yeah.
you're destroying people's lives. You know, by
yep.
doing that. And I think back to all the shootings and stuff that took place, you know, with the police and, you know, not to, you know, go there. But I think of all those videotapes that have, you know, people have given us evidence and they help give a different light to it. You know, it's like, yes, if you're going to make good of it and you're going to do something about it, then that's fine. But if you're not going
right.
to do the right thing, why even do it? Because
yeah,
put yourself
what are you
in that person's shoes. What if it was your family member? You know, what if
right.
that was your mother, brother, sister, or son, or daughter? Think about it. What if it was one of your members and that's what you're doing? To me, that's
right.
hurtful to keep seeing it all over. And guess what? People are making WorldStar really big. And WorldStar is a big, big website. And I get it. Don't get me wrong. You know, I do get it. I get it. But it's just certain things should be left alone to me. I don't need to see a fight take place and people are jumping each other and people out there fighting, acting a fool. I don't need to see that. You know, what did you do
yeah,
with the
yeah,
video?
Yeah.
What did
you
do
know
with
what?
It? Because
you know
shared
what,
it.
I used to share videos like that all the time of people fighting and stuff. So a friend of mine, he was like, why do you share those? I said, you know what? I had to think about that. Like, yeah, why do I keep sharing this, you know, the fights? Because it's very derogatory, number one.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
if I call myself pro-black, then why do I keep sharing videos of us fighting? You know what I mean? So I checked myself. Well, he checked me first, which I appreciate that, and then I stopped sharing them. Like, yeah, stop sharing that stuff. That's not even... it's corny.
You know, and I look at it, and I just like, wow. Like, if someone had shared a video on Facebook one day, and I don't even know what the topic was, but because it was one of my friends, I clicked it. Like, all right, what they talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching all these kids, like, just fight and fight and fight. And I mean jump. Like, when I tell you fight for dear life, bullies, you name it, people are being bullied. It was crazy. And I just said, did you even, you had enough sense to record it, but you didn't even stop the bully. You recorded it.
Yeah, you didn't stop the fight or nothing, yeah.
You didn't stop the fight. You didn't call for help. You're recording and you're laughing. Oh, she got beat up. Oh, this, oh, that. That's all you're doing. You're not even helping the solution. Like, what solution did you get? You didn't. You recorded it. You shared it. And now you and your friends get to sit back and laugh at it. You know,
exactly.
when the kids fight out here, you know, it's like, oh, they fight. Next thing you know, it's recorded. Now that it's recorded, it's all over the Instagram, Snapchat, you name it. It's all over. And people see all these fights take place. And I was telling, you know, my daughter, like, listen, at the end of the day, like, people are sharing these videos. But imagine if you were in that video.
Right.
Imagine
right.
if you were the person that was getting beat up.
Right.
Well, how would you feel?
What would you say? Yeah, yeah.
Right. How would you feel about that? Like, it's crazy how even our young adults, they press that play button or they press that record button and they record this stuff. And I told her, I bet not see nothing on your phone, and I'm the person that checks the phone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I bet not see nothing whatsoever. If someone sent you something, you better delete it, because what ends up happening is that becomes evidence. Once it gets back to the school, the school's going to want to know who got the video.
Exactly.
Right. You don't need them to say, oh, I got the video, you know, oh, she got it over there. No, no, no. You need to eliminate yourself from the situation, because people
are
using it
separate
for the wrong thing. Separate yourself from that. You know, you have to separate yourself. So I'm just, you know, I just say all that to say this. Just make sure that when you guys pick up that phone and you go to record something, if you're not going to use it as evidence, then don't record it. It's
exactly.
not to be laughed at later on or share with your friends and laugh and have a good time, because this is someone's life that you're talking about here.
Yeah. Not just
That's
to make
a
them
whole
off. Can I say something real fast? It's hard to
yeah.
even do that, because they're saying a person that recorded Eric Gardner's case, they trying to put him in jail. They're saying he's doing jail time for that.
Yeah, he in jail.
What? For what?
Yeah, they
put him in, no, because they, for another charge, though, they claim it was for another charge, a gun charge or something. He's been in jail for 4 years already.
Of course they did.
Yeah,
nobody said that, right?
Saying it's because he recorded it.
Right.
Yeah, we know that's why they locked him up, but they try to come up with some other mess saying that he has some other charge.
That is some BS.
But when you think about it, right, the police, like you said, Ray, the police
yep.
force is mad,
yep.
and his record wasn't squeaky clean, but as you
so they messed with him.
He was trying to do the right thing, so they messed with him.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
They have followed him.
Yep. Next time they're
wow.
saying, next time you'll think twice before you pick that phone up and press that record button.
And they probably beating the crap out of that.
You know?
Too.
So
yeah.
we just gotta make sure that we're careful. You know, careful when we do it, careful when we allow it, careful when we view it, you know. Make sure you're careful with it.
Yep.
Oh my God, look at the time, yep. Divas. Look at the time.
Woo! Oh gosh. Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
Time is of the essence. It flew by.
Early.
Wow.
Wow. That was
wow.
that went too fast.
Yeah, see?
Sure did.
Really, I guess that's what happens when I miss a show.
Yep.
Yeah. my CEO said I'll be frying fish tomorrow. I miss another job. Be frying fish.
Well, for those of you who are listening, you know, it's that time of the hour where we go around and everybody just gives their feedback on tonight's show. You know, and Mark, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Enough.
Yeah, I'm still
Mark,
here.
Do you want to give your...
I'm definitely going to put the word out. Great show, lady. Great show. I love the topic, you know.
Thank you.
The thing is, you know, I just feel like in certain situations, like even with the rating that y'all was talking about and the social media, you just got to go with your first instance with everything. You understand? If it's telling you go in the other direction, go in the other direction. If it's telling you don't record this, don't record that. You understand? That's all I want to say about that. But I'll definitely be tuned in next week. I'm going to have some friends on with me, too.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
We definitely appreciate it. Okay, so I'll go. So I'm speaking. My feedback is, you know, like I just expressed, you know, if you're going to record, you know, record something to do something good. You know, don't record it to become a comedy show or something for you and your friends to sit back and laugh at later on. You know, we have to think that this is our family members that we're talking about here. This is someone's loved ones. So you want to make sure that when you press that record button that you have the intention to do something good by it. And even with what the caller just explained, and even if you're going to record something, make sure that you're right. You know, make sure that you don't have no warrants, you don't have nothing, you know, because they're definitely going to look into you to make an example out of you, because you're the person that recorded it. So you want to definitely just make sure that, you know, that you live right and your past is right in order for you to, you know, really be an upstanding citizen and do your part, you know, because who would have thought in a million years that, you know, somebody who recorded something to do something good, you know, as a witness to do something good would end up in jail with a chumped up charge with something else. But meanwhile, yeah, everybody know what it's really about. So you want to make sure that you're careful when it comes down to that. With the funeral situation, I would just say we all have to make sure we have some type of life insurance, something, you know, just enough to bury us is all we need. That's it, just enough. So check after your loved ones, you know, anyone that, you know, you do have that's sick, that's going through something, you know, you want to make sure that you know what their paperwork is as well. You want to make sure that where is their life insurance policy if they have one, where is it? You know, you want to make sure that you do a little bit of research to know what's going on and what they have and what they don't have. So, therefore, you don't have to beg, borrow, you know, to be able to get some money together and collect from people, asking people for donations and stuff. You want to make sure that you're good, you know, before the situation happens. You want to make sure that, you know, your loved ones, to reach out to them and find out what's going on. We had a couple different topics, you know, but to sum it up, that's my feedback on it. I enjoyed myself tonight, like always, ladies. I look forward to hanging out with you ladies next week, Wednesday, and definitely going to have someone call us in the building to be able to express their feedback and give their feedback on the topics as well as some new topics next week. So that's it for me, Storm. Passing the mic, Divas.
Well, all righty then. Ray Queen speaking. Definitely enjoyed tonight's show, as I always do with our shows. Shout out, as always, to GQ Palace, our CEO and our executive, Mr. Rich Money and Ms. Storm. And my sister Divas, Ms. Mobetta and Storm. I love y'all. All of our callers and listeners, thank you for, you know, joining in by at least listening. And tell a friend about the show. And then that friend may even tell a friend, and that friend, and, you know, so on and so on.
Tell a friend.
Absolutely, yes. Again, tonight's show was awesome. I'm so grateful to be on with you, Divas, once again. And passing on the mic.
Yes,
so what you going to do? Y'all know I got issues, right? Even my listeners, even the listeners already, y'all know I got a little issues right here. But in a nutshell, Storm pretty much summed up, you know, my sentiments. We appreciate all you callers and listeners, because without y'all, there would be no us. So next week, when we come back, we want y'all to press one and come on and discuss our topic. Because pretty much what we discuss on our show is stuff that goes on in every, not everybody's, but in somebody's everyday life.
Everybody.
So, you know, we just try to share a little knowledge from experience that we have, and we want y'all to share, you know, like Ray Queen said, tell a friend to tell a friend to dial 646-716-9789. And we can get it popping over here. And if y'all have any emails, y'all can hit me up. I'm Angie Miss Mo Better on Facebook and on Instagram and on Twitter. I'm everywhere. I don't really use Twitter too much. It's just, you know, that sometimes they be making me mad over there. So, I really don't do my Twitter that often, but I'm on Instagram and Facebook all the time. So, you know, hit us up, hit me up, Ray Queen, and you got Storm, Lavina, Miss Lavina, Perlite, Archibald. you know, if y'all have any topics or anything, y'all hit us up in the inbox, and we got y'all covered. We got the topic covered. You know, we sit around, do our research on stuff we talk about. If you feel we saying something out of character, feel free to correct it. We stand corrected. So, but again, we work on opinions over here. Most of the time we speak, this be our opinion. Everybody's entitled to that, you know. And I thank God for my Diva sisters. I thank God for y'all life on today. You know, right? And I love
thank
y'all.
Thank you, Diva. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love y'all, and I can't wait till our next meetup so we can have us a turn up before it gets cold outside.
Yes.
You know, well, you know, this has been a really busy summer, so, you know, but we're going to get it together. We're going to get our life.
That's right.
Again, folks, catch us the same time
next week at 646-716-9789, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday evening. And I'm chucking up the deuces.
Yeah. Papa bless the safe weekend.
Real. It's on you. So what you gotta do?